This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy holidays, whatever it is you're celebrating. But some of you were opening presents underneath the Christmas tree perhaps today. And you know what that means? You'll be taking some back later this weekend. Or maybe you won't. Hopefully you're celebrating, relaxing. It's not so much about the presents. It's about remembering, I think, and looking back at what you're grateful for in 2019. Everybody has ups and downs. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care how much you're struggling and then how much you come out of that struggle. It is the ebb and flow of life, after all, isn't it? So we're coming to the end of a decade, which is crazy to me, to think and look back at everything that happened the past 10 years and then bounce into 2020. I know some of you are thinking about resolutions, or maybe not. Maybe you could care less about resolutions. I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we did resolutions for politicians? What if the resolution was we can actually maybe not even like each other that much, totally disagree, but somehow have some civility. I think I was thinking about this the other day. I'm going to digress right here on this holiday. How, of all the professions, of all the people that you brush against, isn't politics now at the worst when it comes to civility, when it comes to our humanness and connectedness? And we keep hearing the word polarized, and the nation is polarized because of politics. Obviously, what's coming out of Washington, it's constantly along party lines. What if they actually stood up for each other and had conversations again, even if they massively disagreed? You know, everyone in my world, I don't completely agree with. In fact, some of them make me furious. Sometimes that person that makes me furious makes me better at what I'm doing. Just a thought. Just a happy holiday thought. Anyway, I think the big present for me, and I'll say it, is because my family's always wanted, my mother, when she was alive, wanted us all to go to Ireland, and we scraped our pennies together, and miles. Remember, I took the show in a lot of different places this year, so miles helped so I could get the other a ticket, and I am going to Ireland with my family in May, so it'll be a different kind of trip. It'll be fun, and of course, I'll bring you some of the sights from Ireland. And this is while Brexit is going on, because we saw what happened with Brexit, and in a country that's fractured, where they have the Republic of Ireland, of course, to the south, and then Northern Ireland. And since I've felt that chill, and there is a little bit of a chill when you go to Northern Ireland, even though I think it's amazing, the effects of Brexit and how it'll also affect our economy and what that means for one of our major allies is going to be one of the big stories to watch unfold in 2020. And of course, the other thing, politically speaking, is we saw impeachment in the House, then this all bounces into the Senate, and that's how we're going to start the new year. And it's an election year. So the Iowa caucuses, what does that mean for the Democrats? Who's going to be the person who runs against the president, who's looking for his second term and has plenty of support despite what some of the polls say? I think it's going to be, I feel like I say this all the time. I've been doing this show for 15 years. But of all the presidential elections that I've covered, and I've covered so many, but actually here on this show, I'm going to tell you, I think this one is going to have some of the most important themes surrounding it, where we are in our country's history, and also what happens. Do we reelect a president who would then be the fourth president in a row who served two terms, or does this country vote to go in a different direction? And also, what are the numbers? You know, the economy is very, very healthy. And if you look in history, it doesn't take a scientist or a genius or a historian to know this. If you look at the history of voting, when the economy is really, really good, usually the person who is in office, if they're running again, they are reelected. When the economy tanks, it helps to tank them, because what's in your wallet matters. Why? Because to survive and even thrive, you have to be able to take care of a family, yourself, whoever, the people around you. And it's just the nature of the beast. That's part of it. And the economy is healthy right now at this point. Hey, speaking of politics, I got to throw this one here at the top. All she wants for Christmas is maybe to be the Arkansas governor. Sarah Sanders she said when she left that she's seriously considering making a run for governor. And she told some students a few days ago that, you know, before the holiday, that she's seriously looking at running for Arkansas's governor spot in 2020. She was at a summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, and she said she wanted to focus on getting the president reelected. And she said then she wants to seriously think about her home state and how happy she was to be back and how she wants to see it happen. But that this isn't just something she's saying, that this is a serious thought, that this may be what she ends up doing. You know, for all of us who drive around, I don't care if you live in a rural area, you live in an urban area, you know what is the craziest thing? The craziest thing is, and when I lived in California, this would probably happen once or twice a year, something would be dumped onto the highway. Something would, whatever it was, like a truck would turn over and there would be eggs, there would be whatever it might be. And then it would be talked about, whatever was dumped out. When I came to Texas, cattle actually got loose. And I can remember telling my family, oh my gosh, there's nothing like seeing cattle coming toward your car, because that's what was happening. They were gentle and they were walking through and it was very odd. But there was probably like eight, because there were two different trailers. And I was just reading something where in Detroit, they had this crazy slime that oozed onto the highway, but scary because they're saying it's cancer-causing slime. So trying to tell people to avoid that area. And when something dumps out onto the highway, it becomes a quick buzz, and everybody talks about it, you know, whatever it is. And it just made me think about that. Think about how many times you're driving around and something dumps out of the back of a truck, and it leads the newscast in your local area. One time I also saw it was produce, so it was like, and I don't know how that happened. I don't know if it just burst open, but there was like bananas and other stuff that this was in New Jersey that was on the road, and it was a mess. They were calling it the banana splits. You know, bump bump. You have to come up with a punchline when you're anchoring the local television news. So this holiday, here it is, Christmas, and it's going to be for some people returning or using their new cool gadgets, whatever that might be. For me, with family coming in town, it's going to be about seeing Star Wars. I mentioned this in a previous show that it's raking in big bucks. It's not a surprise. It's the ninth in the series, so it means nine different Star Wars versions, either prequel or after, we've seen. And this is The Rise of the Skywalker, and it looks pretty good, I have to say. I'll give you a cheap movie review once I go and see it. And you know, to me, somehow I've gotten, I won't say somehow, because many of you like it too, because it spans my childhood, it spans my life, Star Wars, and I've enjoyed watching, I didn't think I would, but I've enjoyed watching characters from Chewbacca to, you know, all the way down, Princess Leia, etc., and it's made like something like $9 billion since 1977. Wow, $9 billion. I mean, Disney's even having a Star Wars theme park. The theme area that they're putting in is huge, like a launch bay, they're calling it. Wow. All right, stay with us. Coming up, a lot of good things, including the mailbag next.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better letter for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Really excited to welcome our next guest to the show. Her name is Teresa Carrington, founder, CEO at 10x3, 10x3.org. You can check it out there. Formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. So, Teresa, the first question is, what is or was, I guess, is the better way to say it, the Blessing Basket Project?
Kate, thanks so much for having me. The Blessing Basket Project is a nonprofit organization, and we exist to sustainably end poverty. And we recently rebranded, as you mentioned, to 10x3, because after 13 years of doing the work that we're doing and helping thousands of impoverished people across three continents and seven countries sustainably exit poverty, we realized we were onto something and that we had actually discovered a formula to sustainably end poverty, which is 10x3. Purchasing 10 products a month at prosperity wages, which is a model I invented for 3 years, equals a sustainable end to poverty for people living in developing economies around the world.
Okay, Teresa, I'm going to jump in here because I know you and I know your story well. For the benefit of our listeners, I still want you to go back and explain what the Blessing Basket Project is so they know what, so they understand the 10x3 part. So kind of go back to the beginning and tell us the story.
You know when you hit a moment in your life and you're like, okay, it couldn't get any lower than this, and then something else happens. So I found myself in 1999 in one of the darkest hours of my life. I'm a single mom. I'm raising two beautiful children, and I get a blow in the gut that I don't think I can recover from. People around me see what's happening to me, and they start randomly just sending me cards and letters of support, and I started putting them all around a den that I had and just on the fireplace and on bookshelves. And pretty soon, the entire room was overwhelmed with cards. And on really hard days, when I did not think I could take another step, when I was thinking horrible thoughts, like maybe my mom or my aunt could raise my children, like I didn't think I could get up the next morning and go again, I would reach for one of the cards. And there would be this beautiful note of encouragement and a belief in me that I was destined for something bigger and greater. And day by day, card by card, and rereading those cards day by day, slowly I got put back together. And the cards became so many, and the random acts of kindness became so many, that I started collecting them in a basket. And the minute those cards were released into that basket on this particular day was the moment that what the rest of the world now knows as the Blessing Basket Project was born. And the Blessing Basket Project is really just my attempt to pay forward what other people have done for me in my life. Because I knew as life started putting me back together, there was no way I could ever repay those people for what they did. And the fact is, they didn't even know they had done something, right? It was just a random act of kindness that they did. Yet for me, it was everything. And slowly by slowly, it put me back together. And I thought, I gotta do something. Like, I can't be the recipient of this amazing goodness without doing something. And that is the seed that began what today is known as the Blessing Basket Project, which would then become 10 by 3.
Okay, so you're teasing us, Teresa. Tell us what the Blessing Basket Project is. It's bigger than that basket in your den full of cards.
Absolutely.
It's a lovely story, but keep it going.
How do you pay forward that kind of love? What do you do? I grew up below the poverty line in the United States. And I know how it feels to be trapped in conditions beyond your control. I was an adopted kid at the age of 8. So I know what it feels like not to have parents, not to have hope, and to be overwhelmed by conditions around you, as I said, that are beyond your control. So I knew that the best and most authentic way for me to pay forward what those people had done for me was to tackle the issue of poverty. And I wanted to start in the United States, where I grew up that way, on a farm in central Kansas, and decided that I was going to start in the Appalachian Mountains because the Appalachians represent, at that time, 15 years ago, where the majority of our nation's poverty was concentrated. So 15 years ago, the Internet wasn't what it is today, and you couldn't just Google somebody, and it was very difficult to find information back then, but I was a really good researcher and found a professor who was living in the northeast of the country who had just done an in-depth study on poverty in the Appalachians. So I called him, found his home phone number, and called him. And I'm sure by now he's completely changed his phone number because some crazy lady called him one day about a bunch of baskets. But as I told him my story that I've similarly shared with you and said that now what I want to do is find people who are living in poverty who can make baskets that will be called blessing baskets, and we can help get them out of poverty. And the first words out of his mouth were, that's not going to work. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. You don't understand who you're talking to. You're talking to Teresa. Of course it's going to work. It's my idea. It's the best idea ever on the everness. And he said, no, it's not going to work. So this tug of war goes back and forth for a little while. And finally I said, okay, you have me. Why won't it work? He said, well, the people of the Appalachians can't weave baskets. I was like, okay, you have my attention. So what do? And he said, you need to go where poverty is at its greatest and weaving is indigenous. You need to go to Africa. And at that time, I didn't even have a passport. I knew where the African continent was, but couldn't name very many countries within it. And that began the journey to start to find artisans who were living in extreme poverty, who could weave baskets that I could buy from them at this prosperity wage model I invented, start importing them into the United States, and sell them. And that was back in 2003. And by the fall of that year, we were in our first Whole Foods Market store. and the rest is history. Today, we're in over 250 Whole Foods Market stores throughout the United States and Canada, as well as nearly 100 independent stores throughout the United States and Canada. And we sell tens of thousands of artisan-made products purchased at prosperity wages, which equals that sustainable exit from poverty.
Wow, how tough was it? What a story. How tough was it, Teresa, to take that first step? Like you said, you didn't have the passport. He makes the suggestion, oh, it sounds so good. But then you have to actually make the leap. You have to do it. How tough was it to make that leap and then watch what the benefits were?
Of course, it's always scary. So the first thing you're thinking is, okay. And so my first question to him was, how do I do that? And he said, well, there's only one place I know of that you might be able to get a start, and that is through an online forum called the Mountain Forum. And I don't think it exists anymore today, but back in the day, it was no more than really an online chat room, but it was a place where people gathered to talk about the world's most pressing issues, saving animals that were endangered, helping rural development in developing countries. The perfect place for me to say, hey, world, here's this idea that I have, and if you have a need and you can weave, then contact me. You had to be introduced by a current member of the Mountain Forum, and he was. So he introduced me, and he said, the rest is on you. So I posted a paragraph on the Mountain Forum for every continent in the world. And overnight, I heard from 12 countries. Within 2 weeks, I was up to 25 countries and more than 80 inquiries of people saying, we need your help. And in that moment, I would like to tell you that I all of a sudden found a super cape and fancy red boots, and I was like, yes, I am going to save the world. That is not what happened. As these inquiries start coming in, I am backing away from my computer screen as fast as anybody could go. Now, I was just thinking about it. I don't even think I was really going to do it. I was just really asking the question. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And, we got the wrong person here.
We're going to cut you off right there, Teresa, because we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and hear the rest of the story. And I do believe you do have a superhero costume. And what people are going to find out is that costume is not Superwoman. It's not Wonder Woman. It's actually a male person's costume. So when we come back, we'll hear more from Teresa Carrington. She's the founder and CEO of 10x3, 10x3.org, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. Kate, anything you want to add before we go?
Yeah, Teresa, I think you're tremendous, and I can't wait to
hear
the rest of the story, as this Paul Harvey used to say back in the day. So thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to finish up the conversation in our next segment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a Christmas Day shootout in Atlanta, ending a police chase with a driver who'd been speeding. Authorities say the suspect was fatally shot after he plowed his car into a deputy who was out of his cruiser. Reports from western Afghanistan, the Taliban has ambushed a peace envoy, according to police. They abducted 26 members of an activist group by hijacking the six cars they were driving. President Trump and First Lady Melania have sent out holiday greetings in a recorded message.
President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
At this sacred time of year, Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in his love for every person.
The First Family is celebrating in Palm Beach, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, she's back with us again, and I know that listeners are on the edge of their seat to hear the rest of the story. Teresa Carrington, founder and CEO at 10x3. So if you go to 10x3.org, you'll find her there, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. We were talking about capes and what a superhero Teresa is. But Teresa, you know what? On your LinkedIn profile, and Greg alerted me to this, you are known as the Queen Mother, and you will become the development leader of nearly 20,000 people who live in these areas, in Ghana especially, that are so impoverished. Did you ever think, from what you described to us, how you dove into this and started this project, it would become this big?
Never. And I want to encourage everyone who is listening, when you have a moment in your life where you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is, I don't understand why this is happening to me. Things can't get any worse. Heads up, it probably will. And it's happening to you for a reason. I believe that we're all uniquely equipped to do something amazing in life that only we can do, in a way that only we can do it. If you had asked me when I was being raised on that farm in central Kansas in poverty, or if you had asked me when I was going through this life crisis, are these things preparing you for something? I absolutely would have said no. But today, as the queen mother of development of the Nyargazade traditional area, I can tell you they absolutely were preparing me for something, and they were preparing me for something great. The issue of poverty, obviously, is centuries, millennia old. I bring a perspective to the world's number one sustainability goal in a way no one else can. I grew up in poverty. And I had all of these life experiences that, when combined, caused me to take a look at this issue in a way others had not. I didn't know that there were rules to ending poverty, and so I proceeded to break every single one of them, which then resulted in innovation. Innovative formulas, innovative processes, innovative technologies. So when you're at a point in your life and you're saying, where from here? Be excited. Be encouraged, because you are being prepared for something amazing if you choose to be brave enough to step into the opportunity.
I want to step in here and say something, Teresa, because you just said something so brilliant. And I'm not even sure you know what you said, but you just used the term or almost used the word disrupted. And in the tech world, we know that it's always great when your new company can disrupt some existing company. So Airbnb disrupts the hotel business. Uber disrupts the taxi business. Amazon disrupts retail. But who ever thought about using the same idea of disruption to disrupt something that all of us want to go away, which in this case is poverty? That's incredibly powerful. And I want to point out, I know this story, Kate. I've heard it several times now, and it captivates me every time I talk to Teresa. But Teresa, you left us in the last segment with having your baskets in Whole Foods. I think you said 250 retail outlets. I want you to talk about when we pick up a Blessing Basket Project basket. One of the ways we'll know that it is an authentic Blessing Basket Project basket is that there will be a picture and a short biography of the actual person who made that basket, and you can send them a letter to thank them. And tell us what that picture and bio and ability to send mail has done for those people who are your artisans.
I believe that peace begins with human connection. And as a result of that, and several other issues that I noticed in this space of trying to end poverty, I realized that if we can just connect a human to a human, goodness happens. So I developed a technology called Artisan and You. It is the world's largest artisan engagement platform, and every single item that we sell bears the very face of the very artisan who crafted that very item. This technology is so disruptive and profound, it was honored by the United Nations and BMW for its intercultural innovation, an innovative way to bring cultures together through a piece of art. We have over 3,500 artisans at any given time across 7 countries that we're working with. You as the consumer, I believe, deserve the right to talk to the person who made that good. Find out their story. Understand how your purchase changes their life. Have a dialogue with them. So when you see that face, you turn the card over. There is a unique identification code for that very product. You go to our website, put in that information. Up pops a more robust story of your artisan. You learn the names and ages of their children. You learn how they're spending their prosperity wages, how they are doing on their journey out of poverty. You can write them a letter, and despite language and technology barriers, we empower them to write you back through a whole fleet of translators. And it's, you know, phenomenal. We'd be here for a little while talking about how we make that system go. But trust me, it's powered by a lot of love, bamboo poles, and a lot of grit, for sure, to make that happen. But we've had thousands of letters change hands between artisans and consumers in the United States and Canada. When an artisan in a developing country receives a letter from you, it is life-altering. They walk differently. They look at themselves differently. They see themselves as part of a much larger global picture. No longer is their problem, their life, their everything centered around the 1 kilometer that's around them. They realize that there's a much bigger world out there full of amazing people who care about them as humans. And I have the privilege, we don't post these letters on Facebook or any other social media. You'll never see us sharing the private details of a letter between you and an artisan. That's between the two of you. We do, however, watch those letters, because can you imagine the responsibility of opening the world in such a delicate population? So we do have to watch letters to make sure that everyone is safe, that there's nothing that would cause concern on either side. So I get the privilege of seeing the letters. And to watch human beings communicate on such a raw, intimate, safe level, it really leaves me without words. These letters that have exchanged hands, they're really, really beautiful. And it gives me hope.
This is one of the things, Teresa, the first time you told me this just literally left me speechless, which doesn't happen very often, by the way. We're talking with Teresa Carrington. She's the founder and CEO of 10x3. It's 10x3.org. That's number 10, T-E-N, by, B-Y, 3, T-H-R-E-E.org, 10x3.org, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. It's still, the Blessing Basket Project still exists as part of 10x3, so you can keep buying those baskets or start looking for them now that you understand the incredible significance of them. I want to bring this full circle back, Teresa, to the name change from the Blessing Basket Project to 10x3. Why the name change? What's the significance of 10x3?
You understand the significance of the Blessing Basket Project based on my earlier story. The Blessing Basket Project was formed because it's my attempt to pay forward the love people have been putting into my life since the day I was born. But we realized at year 13, 14 that the name could no longer contain the innovation and the formulas and models that we had developed and, frankly, the impact of the work that we were doing. So we went on a journey to find what could the name or should the name be. And in that journey, we realized what is working. We're getting thousands of people out of poverty sustainably, something that the World Bank can't even figure out how to do. What is it that's driving that? And as we began to look back and study all of our data, we realized it was 10 products a month purchased consistently at prosperity wages for 3 years. That was it. And then the name just came like lightning. 10x3 is the formula that sustainably ends poverty. And so moving to the name 10x3, it empowers us to talk more directly about our innovations and our disruption to solving the world's number one sustainability goal.
Wow, I love it. As we wrap this up, I think, Teresa, what people want to know is, what can we do to help?
There are a couple things to do. Number one is you need to be aware when you're buying a handcrafted good that they're not all made equally. I believe that as a consumer, you have a right to talk to the artisan who made your good. And if the product you're buying does not allow you to do that, you need to be asking more questions. So first, be a cautious and aware consumer. Second, if you'd like to support our work, you can visit 10x3.org, and that's TENBYTHREE.ORG. Purchase a product. Our model breaks down when we don't sell the product. So selling products on behalf of our artisan keeps the model going. And when you purchase that product, you'll have this fantastic connection with the person who made your good. And we need volunteers, and it doesn't matter to us where you live. We operate in the cloud when it comes to those letters and other technologies that we use. We can have volunteers assist us from many parts around the country. We're based in St. Louis, Missouri, but we have volunteers who help us, for example, out in California. If you're a designer and you would like to have your products custom crafted by artisans around the world, contact us. If you can place an order of 500 units or more, help us help you get an ethical supply chain. So there are a lot of ways people can get involved, but it starts with being an informed consumer. Make sure that you are asking the questions, because I believe every consumer deserves that right.
Perfect place to end this. I love it. Teresa Carrington, founder, CEO at 10x3. Go to 10x3.org. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Kate and Greg, for this opportunity. You guys are great. Thanks for all the work you do.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Or check it out. Not really up. The Hug Store. Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance and co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. National Hugging Day has been actually observed since 1986. On January 21st this year, in honor of the 32nd anniversary, the nonprofit I mentioned, the Hug Alliance, is aiming to set it to Guinness World Records in Los Angeles. The most nationalities ever in a group hug, and we'll tell you about the other one coming up. But let's get him on the line. He's in our virtual green room. Rick Morrison, he's the founder of the Hug Alliance and the co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. So he's the event founder, coordinator of this whole thing. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Hi. Thank you.
Let's
for
talk
having
about.
Me on.
Tell me about why and when National Hugging Day started.
So National Hugging Day, to go back just to the origin, was actually started not by myself, but by Kevin Zaborny in 1986. And he just wanted people to hug more. And it was really just kind of a very grassroots early on movement for him. And while it's not widely known, it is known, and it's actually celebrated in some places all over the world on every January 21st. So that's how the origins of it go back. But this year will be by far the biggest global celebration and recognition of that day.
Yeah, so tell us what you're doing. I mentioned the one thing, trying to get those two Guinness World Records in L.A. Tell us about that.
So there's three, actually, world records we're going to go for. The first world record is the most nationalities ever in a group hug. And it's going to represent, it's basically like the Olympics of hugging. And there's going to be sashes worn by different people from different countries. And hopefully we're going to, you know, have every country, but, you know, we need a certain number to actually break the Guinness record. And then the second is a real fun record that is going to involve astronauts in the International Space Station that have these kinetic vests. And a few people on Earth will wear them and be able to hug. And when they hug themselves in this vest, the person in the space station, the astronaut, will feel that hug and do the same thing back. So it literally is like an intergalactic hug.
Wow, interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Intergalactic. So cool. How did you work this whole thing out?
The world records. I said you guys might need to change, you know, rethink your name, because, you know, it goes outside the world at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, I love that. Tell me about what are the benefits of hugging? What is research showing us?
Well, see, that's it. There's so much research now. And, you know, I always say to people, it's like, you know, your favorite flavor ice cream. You just, you know, you like what you like, and you like a hug because it leaves you feeling a certain way, or you feel great about giving somebody one when they feel, you know, the need, you know, their need. They need a hug. But really, now, if you actually practice it like an exercise, there's one of the doctors within our Hug Alliance, he's a clinical psychologist who has a book coming out, 21-day hugs, hugging 21 people over 21 days for 21 seconds at a time. And it's that connection point in longer hugs that has really been researched, where and the list is so long. I mean, we could be on for an hour talking about the benefits, but, you know, some of the most common ones now that are all the things that involve different chemicals in the body, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, those kind of what we call tonic chemicals and good feeling chemicals. You know, there's more of them. Your body produces more of those, and it reduces the stress hormone, also known as cortisol. And that's kind of the one that, you know, you try to not. But that's the one that, you know, we've always had for fight or flight when you're in fear-based, and that, along with adrenaline, you know, those are the ones that. So, and by doing that, as those chemicals go in different directions with increases and decreases, you know, you reduce stress and worry and anxiety. You increase your calmness. You know, it involves more in compassion and understanding of the people that you're with. And one of my favorites, because we're such a supplement kind of world these days, where there's a supplement, it seems, for everything, hugs really have been researched to stimulate your immune system.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that. Rick, so tell me, and we're going to say again, Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance, co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. What got you involved in this?
My daughter. Honestly, I mean, I've always been a hugger. Some of the people, you know, might even say a world-class hugger, but I never, you know, it's hugging. It's just part of who I am. So I never really thought there'd be a path to really kind of explore hugs and try to get the word out on the benefits to the masses. But, you know, my daughter and I are so close. We wrote this children's book together, and it's kind of been somewhat effortless in getting it out there because there's such a need for it these days with so much division and separate darkness. And, you know, actually, with everything going on so much, too, with the Me Too campaign, it's like we don't, you know, it's okay to hug. Just ask the person you're going to hug. You know, say, I'd love to hug you. Would you welcome my hug? You know, and that's obviously for people you don't know or don't know well. But even within, you know, the context of the families, you know, people don't stop to hug. You might do a little quick kiss or a little pat on the back, but you're not really getting those benefits that we spoke of earlier.
It's so funny you say that, Rick, because I notice people who are, like you say, you're like a world-class hugger. I notice people who give really, I call them really sincere, good hugs. And I have a couple of friends that are, it's just awesome when they hug you. And it is. It isn't this like kind of, I mean, it just feels good. There is something about it.
Well, you know, and there's, I don't know if there's research on this. I haven't seen anything, at least on our end, that's come through the Hug Alliance. But, you know, it always goes back to, you know, when you are born, you've been hugged for, you know, virtually 9 months, and you're hugged, and you're used to having a feeling of things around you. And, you know, babies are often swaddled to bring them comfort and, you know, wrapped really tight. That gives them a very calm presence. And that continues on, you know, with hugging is kind of the extension of those things that start early in life.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Tell me about the children's book, The Hug Story. You said you wrote it with your daughter.
Yeah,
what was that like?
It is my joy to talk about that. It was actually, it's based on a true story of an event that happened when we were visiting my family in Michigan, where Shauna, my daughter, who was 4 at the time, you know, she didn't want to hug her grandpa, and she hadn't seen him in 6 months. And, you know, the grandparents always, you know, kind of want their hugs, and it's kind of all about them. But sometimes kids just aren't comfortable. And, you know, I kind of took a step back, and I didn't insist that she hug him, and I kind of just let it play out to see what she would do. Would it be kind of a meltdown situation? Would my parents be upset? And I didn't know. And Shauna just said that she was all out of hugs and didn't have any right now, but she'd go to the store while she was in Michigan and bring one home back, or bring one home for Grandpa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, so the book is a discovery for kids to kind of return to trusting their instincts, to rely on their self for answers and self-discovery. And it's set around the context of a family, and Shauna goes shopping in different stores that she picked, looking for hugs, but virtually, you know, by the end realizing that, you know, if you shop for hugs, you'll be shopping forever.
Oh, what a wonderful sentiment. I love that. Oh, this is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I hope you set all those records, and we're going to tell everyone, hug somebody on January 21st. Hug them every day, but hug some people.
And they can follow us. I will say actually two things real quick, because people can live stream the event anywhere in the world. It's going to be globally live streamed. And that site, they can find us a few different ways, through thehugalliance.net, thehugmob.com, or for the direct link on agapelive.com, A-G-A-P-E-L-I-V-E. Yep.
I love it, Rick. We'll be doing that. Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Big hugs.
I love it. You can tell he's a big hugger. You know it. You know he's a good hugger. I love the story about his daughter. All right, stay with us. Much more come your way on the flip side here on ATN. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? happiness, contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.